5 on 5 have 1 087 032 32 32. Make and Freeze is the new and the first book from Lou Robbie. People will know her on social media as Little Lou Cooks. Good afternoon and congratulations, Lou Robbie.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Well, what did it feel like when you got the book for the first time?
Oh, well, I say it's like having my third baby. Honestly, it just feels, yeah, because there's a whole process behind it.
Yeah.
And kind of like a pregnancy, you can't tell anybody for the first little while, and then the word's out, and then it's just, you know, everybody's excited for it, and then for it to finally land in my hands was just amazing. Yeah.
So I suppose it's like a Gaelic footballer playing in Croke Park, or a comedian doing Vicar Street, or, you know, as a chef.
Yes.
A book is the pinnacle. Yeah. Is, you know, well, it's part of the pinnacle.
It is. It is. And it's like anything, until it happens to you, you don't realise how enormous it really is.
Yeah.
And if people have been watching on my socials, it's been very emotional for me the last few weeks. And yesterday I got a message from somebody who'd received one of the pre-orders. My book only came out today. And she sent me an incredible message. You know, she said at the end of the message, it said, I don't know who you are. I don't know you, but I'm very proud of you. You're an inspirational Irish woman. And I was in floods as well again.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, just, you know, I've poured my heart and soul into this book. It's been a labour of love. It's 4 years coming. And just to get that recognition from people now again, it's just amazing.
And people might know your story, but we'll just do the sort of the edited highlights. So it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
You're a qualified chef and you started posting little videos of you making family friendly.
That's right.
Snacks.
That's right.
And it just caught people's attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I was given some online cooking classes. I registered my business as Little Lou Cooks in 2021. And then I started sharing recipes on my social pages. I wasn't very social on there before that at all. But yeah, I got a little bit of traction and I was like, oh, wow, you know, parents are enjoying these recipes. So I shared more and I suppose I kind of honed my skills in editing and putting the videos together. And then I shared a video in November 23 and it was kind of a montage of me making five different snack recipes that I would make for my kids for their lunchboxes. I portioned them, I put them into bags and you know, explained that I put them into the freezer and then I pulled them out on busy days. And that went viral and it just blew up from there.
Yeah, because people are busy and any little hack that'll help them with their busy lives.
It is. It is. It's people are busy, but they also want to make homemade food for their kids. Mm. They want their families to eat food that isn't ultra processed, that, you know the ingredients that are in it. So a lot of the recipes in my book, they're, you know, they're 10 and less ingredients. They're ingredients that you'll find in your store cupboard. And, you know, they're easy and they're relatable. These are the messages that I get all the time.
Yeah. And you have the key to freezer success. Clean it out, make a list, label and date. You see, people would forget to do that. Storage bags, storage containers, remove the air. And then you can, the guidelines are 3 months. This is how long can I freeze it? That's answered there. Defrosting, cook from frozen. So, because some people, me included, are a bit afraid of a freezer.
Yeah, they are. I'll tell you, my granny was a great woman to cook and use her freezer.
Oh, was she?
My mother does the same. She's brilliant. She'll make her dinners. She'll portion them, put them in the freezer. So
you're unknowingly, third generation
unknowingly,
freezers.
Yeah, but it's in there. Yeah. You know, so I had no fear.
Yeah.
So, you know, the freezer, when we moved into our house, I got a larder freezer. It's not huge. It's like a standing larder freezer. We have a separate fridge and a separate freezer. I prefer the standing one over the big deep freeze because things go in there and then they could be, you know, you don't
forever know
what's in there.
Yes, yeah.
So then it's it's just, you know, it's putting the stuff in there, knowing what's in there, and then also remembering to take it out.
Yeah.
So I recently, I was telling somebody, this is a good tip, especially, you know, like in the school term, if you set a reminder on your phone for about 6 o'clock in the evening, when you're making dinner from Monday to Thursday only, so there's only 4 days in the week, and the buzzer goes off and you're like, oh, I must pull something out of the freezer for tomorrow. So it's just like, it's great stock in the freezer. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But if you're not taking it out, if you're not using it, then it gets the freezer burn and then it gets, what is that? And it goes in the bin and then it's all a waste of time.
Yes, yeah. Just before we go on, we were talking to Jimmy on the quiz there, and I said shepherd's pie and he said, no, cottage pie. And then we had a mini debate about what's the difference between shepherd's pie and cottage pie. You're the qualified chef, so what's the definitive answer?
Well, it'll be lamb or beef, but you decide which you want to put in.
All right. So
one should be one, I think.
Shepherd's pie?
Shepherd would be lamb.
Cottage pie is beef. Fair enough. Now, the other thing before we carry on is that you have something in common with one of the syndicate that won 250 million euro.
Oh, yeah.
In Cork. What is that? Any idea?
Is that a joke?
No. You have something in common.
My name?
No.
No?
No. What was the headline about what they said yesterday? The headline in all the papers was the fact that they were going to have their favourite ham and cheese sambos every day for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And you write in your intro that you had ham and cheese sambos.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
You would never have got the answer to that, would you?
No, never in a million years. No.
Isn't that mad, though? That was the headline from all they said about their winnings. The ham and cheese sambos.
Well, you can't beat a ham and cheese sandwich. You don't. Right. It has to be number one.
Right. What would you use? Would you cook the ham yourself?
I would love a home cooked ham.
Yes. Yeah. What sort of cheese?
I'd probably just go for a regular good cheddar. Irish cheddar.
What sort of bread?
And decent bread. Yeah. Well, it'd have to be homemade. Recipes in my book.
Yeah.
Go for the miracle loaf or the focaccia.
And then I never know whether to. Do you toast? Do you have one bread, put the cheese and ham, then grill that and then put the other slice on top? Or what do you do? Or do you just put it into a toast?
Everybody's different. Whatever you fancy. If it's a picnic, it's got to be fresh bread.
Yeah. So you cover in your book, which is called Make and Freeze, breakfasts, lunchbox fillers, dinners, soups and smoothies, better than shop-bought treats, sneaky sweet stuff and bread. Now, there are two pictures that caught our attention in the office. One of them is fried egg and beans on a waffle and the other is fried egg and beans with chips.
Yeah.
Isn't it mad that we're drawn to those things?
Yeah.
You don't see pictures of those often in cookbooks.
No, you don't. And somebody was talking to me about chips recently. So I was brought up in the 80s in rural Ireland, Tipperary.
Deep fat fryer.
My brother told me to say up tip for Sunday.
Deep fat fryer.
With the deep fat fryer, but chips were rare. You know, you didn't have them all the time. Right. You know, they were a real treat, you know, or if you're out of the chipper and, you know, you're getting a bag of soggy chips as well. They're quite nostalgic from that time, but it was important to me to put it in there. And like chips, beans and eggs is a balanced dinner.
And delicious.
Yeah.
Comfort food.
It is.
With a soft fried egg so you can dip your chips into them.
Yeah. Oh. And funny enough, I do waffles, you know, regular. Sweet waffles, but loads of people in the last while have asked me for a potato waffle recipe, and for a lot of the time I couldn't tell them. It's in my book and my book is coming soon, so
it is.
I'm just telling the nation
that's the potato waffle with fried egg and beans. And you've loads of pies in there as well. One that was new to me begins with a B.
Babuti.
Tell us about babuti.
So one of the first dishes that I made in one of the restaurants, the kitchen that I worked with, my boss Michelle made me make babuti.
Yeah.
And it's a South African dish with lamb mince, and it's got like a custard on top.
A custard?
I know it sounds strange, but it's like a milky custard.
Right.
It's not like the custard that we know. It's like a savoury one that just layers the top. But it's sweet. It's like sweet and savoury filling because there's fruit in the filling.
Right.
So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
There's no point in giving you a book with, you know, 100 recipes that you've tried. There's lots of familiar stuff, but there's some other ones that are thrown in there.
And there's any number of flapjacks and bars and scones and biscuits and buns and all straightforward to make.
Yeah, they are. And because the element of this is the freezing element, I was keen to get portions in there. So a lot of the stuff can be portioned into smaller amounts, especially snacks. And those snacks are to be defrosted maybe overnight or on the counter, popped into the lunchbox in the morning or for the summer, it's, you know, for picnics. And like, you know, they're homemade, they're better for you, they're less processed.
Was this one of your most popular posts, the no-bake caramel bars?
That was one of mine,
It was the no-bake, I'd say, that pulls people in.
It is. And people love a bit of chocolate. So I think on one of our last calls together, I said chicken and chocolate are the two things.
They always
do well,
So the flapjack there, and then like eggs are delicious. And is it a Mexican version of, what's that?
Yeah, the huevos. Yeah.
What's in that?
So you just got beans. It's kind of in a tomato sauce with peppers. Nice and a healthier option as well for a breakfast. And we would have made a version in the cafe that we worked in. And you'd have that with tortilla wrap, and you could toast the tortilla. So, and add a bit of fresh coriander if you like it too.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of nearly like lunch.
Yeah.
There's that lovely picture of the fried egg and beans. Yeah. So when are you launching the book?
The book is out today. So I got the train from Galway this morning, and my phone hasn't stopped hopping with people whose books have arrived today. And I was up in Kenny's bookshop last Saturday signing a whole wall of books dedicated to me, which is just incredible. And I'll have my cookbook launch this Monday. Sorry, we're having a little launch party, and anybody's around Galway is invited up. It's a free event in Kenny's bookshop up in Lisbon in Galway.
I'm just wondering about social media versus traditional book.
Yes.
You know, like, where do they sit together?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a really, really good question, because I'm all the time adding recipes. They're free. People can save them. And then you wonder, will somebody invest in a book if you go to the bother to write it? So the answer is yes, they will. If they believe in you, if they've tried your recipes out and they've worked. And I feel that all the people that have purchased my book want to support me, which is just an amazing feeling. And that's down to 4 years.
You're getting emotional.
Yeah, because there's a community on
there. Yes, no. How many followers have you got?
910,000 on Instagram. So it's just incredible to get, you know, to engage with them online. And now for them to have the physical book in their in their homes and in their kitchens.
I suppose a lot of people see themselves in you.
You know what perhaps, I mean? Perhaps, yeah, get that a lot. I get that a lot. I met a lady in Dunn's a couple of months back, and she said, "You're one of us." You know, you're because there's mums in the UK, there's mums in America, and they're doing it, and I watch them too, and I see what way they're doing it. But she's like, you know, you're ours. So yeah, that was amazing.
Now you've very generously given us three recipes to share with our listeners. They're up on our website. The no bake, the aforementioned no bake caramel bar, sweet potato and goat's cheese hand pies. Quick turkey meatballs on a sub roll with tomato sauce. And the book comes highly recommended from here. Little Lou Cooks includes over 30 freezable lunchbox snacks and other things. It's the ultimate guide to family-friendly meal prep. Good luck with the launch on Monday. And great to see you. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Ray. Thanks a million.
Thanks very much. Now, that's it from us. Cormac is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.